especially appreciate Shabbat because it gives us the opportunity to pull back from the everyday and reflect on our lives. The Torah even gives us a word for this, Ayeka, where are you? Right in the Garden of Eden, God asks Adam, Ayeka, where are you? Now, we know that God knows exactly where Adam is. God isn't asking Adam where he is logistically. Rather, God is asking Adam, where are you in this moment? God asks Adam to be self-reflective. And a generation later, after Cain kills his brother Abel, God asks Cain, Ehevel Achicha, where is Abel, your brother? Once again, God isn't inquiring about Abel's whereabouts. God already knows this. God is asking Cain to account for his actions, the question that begs Cain to define himself in the moment. How is he now? Who has he become? Genesis essentially lays out the beginning of our consciousness and a system of morality. This is remarkable. Judaism sets up right from the beginning the centrality of our inner lives by asking, Ayeka, where are you? What's going on? Are you in balance? So here we are. Suddenly, it's summer, a time of transition and a new beginning. When we move from one season to another, there is an organic opportunity to look inward, recalibrate, and take stock. Our sages give us the questions we need to ask. Rabbi Hillel gives us three. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? So first, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? When we first sit down in a plane, we're all used to hearing that if the situation arises when we need to put on air masks, we are supposed to put our own air masks on first and then put the masks on our children. Quite obviously, we cannot help another unless we have the oxygen we need to function. So many of us overextend ourselves and forget to take care of our own bodies and nurture ourselves. It is easy to get caught up in our work. There is always an important project, a deadline, or responsibility. We need to prove ourselves valuable again and again, and we tend to think that we increase our value by increasing our productivity. This means devoting more time to work. Did you ever see the commercial in which a worker spends so much time at the office that his boss deducts rent from his paycheck? Judaism offers an opportunity to keep in balance through the rhythm of the week. Shabbat is a 24-hour period of reflection and gratitude because we are not tied to labor. Shabbat sets up the time and space for us to tune in to ourselves, to ask ourselves, Ayeka, where are we? Second question, if I am just for myself, what am I? The German Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller wrote in response to the Nazis' rise to power famously, first, they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. People have power when we are joined in purpose. We are meant to care for one another. We are meant to be in relationship. This is a central value that Judaism teaches. We study in chevruta, that is partners. We pray with a minyan, that is 10 people. We come of age by being counted in the community. Soon after creating Adam, God says, it is not good for man to be alone. Ayeka, where was Adam? In need of a mate. He could not begin the work of humanity all by himself. Even the words that we use to describe our own identities reflect on relationship. A mother is mother of a child, and likewise, father, sister, brother, and even manager, facilitator, therapist, and so on. Simply put, we are who we are because of those whom with we are connected. We need other people, and they need us. Where are we in our central relationships? Finally, the third question asks, if not now, when? It is great to have good intentions, but this can't be simply an internal exercise. Time is a reality. Time continues to unfold, and we need to act on our intentions before we cannot. There is no better time than now. I recall a true story of a heroic man who was stuck in traffic on a bridge, and he knew something was wrong, and suddenly noticed that a small plane had crashed into the river. Three men were in the water near the downed plane, and they were in danger. It was winter, the water was freezing, but the hero knew that he could not live with himself unless he tried to help. And so into the water he went. The water was cold and full of ice, and he was in danger of hypothermia. While he was not able to reach the three, he made it close enough to call out to them to hold on. Later, the rescued men said that it was this call to hold on that gave them hope and helped them to stay alive, until finally a helicopter reached them and transported them to safety. Fortunately, our hero also had a line tied to him, for he too needed to be saved and was pulled back to safety. Rabbi Tarfon said, "The day is short, the work is great, the workers are sluggish. The reward is abundant, and the master is pressing." In other words, life is short and there is much to be done. Do we live our lives with a sense of purpose? Or do we spend too much time floating along mindlessly, mired in distractions? And when we find ourselves in a moment of self-awareness, do we carry through with our insights? This can seem daunting or intimidating. It's summer and we all want to enjoy it. We want to grill corn, watch movies, laze around. Who feels like doing the hard work of attending to our ideals? It can feel overwhelming. Judaism has a response to this too. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. We are not going to finish it all, but we have to try. There is a legend of Siddhartha Gautama, on whose teaching Buddhism was founded. Sitting under a tree during a period of extreme self-denial, like a diet of one grain of rice a day, he contemplated a string instrument. It will not sound right if it is too tight or too loose. Like the stringed instrument, our lives need to be constantly readjusted to remain in tune. Ayeka, where are you? Shabbat Shalom.